Moncrief on News Talk.
Brought to you by Avant Money. Think you're getting the best value from your bank? Think again.
Now, people have all sorts of mad opinions. For instance, some people don't like salt and vinegar, or don't see the point of ready salted, or are physically repulsed by the idea of the crisp sandwich. Christine Orford is chief crisp critic at the blog About Crisps and joins us now in News Talk. Afternoon, Christine.
Hello, how are you?
A blog is a very old-fashioned thing nowadays.
Well, I'll tell you, the blog was founded in 2011, which was a long time ago. So it was back in the heyday of blogging.
Right. And so as a crisp critic, are there enough new crisps coming on the market for you to critique on a regular basis?
Absolutely. So the blog was started by my brother and his friend Dino back in 2011, and they absolutely ripped through tons and tons of crisps. But since then, there's always a new crisp coming out. There's always something to review, and you have all the kind of different flavours. You have foreign crisps, you have kind of different supermarkets versions of crisps. There's tons of crisps to review. So we're on 112 and we're still going.
My God. So so you would include kind of generic kind of Dunstores crisps, if there is such a thing?
Well, there is.
Okay.
It's the last time you've been to a crisp aisle, Sean.
I don't know. I probably don't take it in what's happening there. So do you have a procedure then, Christine, when you review crisps?
Well, I do. Now, if you're interested in trying some out yourself, we could do a live crisp tasting. But if not, we don't have to.
We don't have to.
Okay,
yeah,
that's fine.
Yeah.
So what you do is you get your packet of crisps. You have a look at it, first of all, because sometimes, you know, the packaging can have a little subtle psychology, all that sort of stuff.
Give us an example of that.
Well, for example, there are some crisps that I think are very much marketed towards women. So there's some like kind of light diet kind of crisps. Mm, so you can get a bit of a vibe. Then there's some crisps that are clearly marketed towards men, very kind of black, that sort of stuff. They might have very kind of big and strong sort of fonts. Then you have other crisps that are marketed towards maybe a Notions crisp buyer. So,
You mean sea salt and some fancy vinegar rather than just salt and vinegar?
Well, that's the thing. You know, when they start kind of saying the particular type of vinegar, you know you're in for a serious type of crisp.
Yeah.
Yeah. So that kind of thing. Or if they start talking about the origin of something, say like I recently tried a packet of Amarillo chili crisps. Very fancy. Very posh. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Yeah. So there's a lot of different types of things. So you look at the packet of crisps and then you get a bit of an idea about what the crisp manufacturer wants to kind of convey with their crisps. Then you open it up.
Is that a factor? The ease or difficulty of opening it? Because you know yourself, sometimes you open up, the thing splits apart, you have crisps everywhere.
Some people like that. Sometimes, like say if you're in a pub.
Not on the floor.
Well, if you're in a pub situation, sometimes it's very nice. I mean, not in COVID times maybe, but it's very nice to be able to open a packet of crisps kind of along the seam and open it up.
Yeah, yeah.
To create a little crisp plate. So
little
again,
crisp
like.
Picnic, yeah.
Yeah, so sometimes maybe that would be a negative if it kind of explodes over the floor. That doesn't really happen to me that often, to be honest, and I eat a lot of crisps. But the quality of the foil will also tell you something about the crisp, because sometimes if it's a very, very stiff packet, you know, again, it's an Ocean's crisp. You get that bit of an idea. But anyway, once you open the crisp, then you give it a bit of a smell, right? So sometimes like a very distinct smell will hit you in the face immediately. Sometimes that can be a good thing. Sometimes it can be a bad thing, depending on the situation in which you're eating the crisps. Like say, for example, if you're trying to eat some crisps on a date, maybe you don't want a highly scented crisp.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Or in an office situation, for example.
So give us an example of a bad crisp to eat in those two situations.
Okay. Well, now, I love them. Like, I'm mad about them. But the brown beef flavoured hula hoops, I tell you, they linger.
Do they?
Oh, my God.
Oh God.
They're very, very, very strong tasting, and you'll smell them off your fingers afterwards. They are a serious crisp. Oh, you will.
Sorry, I've gone somewhere completely different after that comment. Okay.
Yeah, no, they're a serious crisp, but they're worth it.
Yeah.
I love them.
I love them too.
Yeah, but you wouldn't eat them every situation. You wouldn't eat them. Or even like a very pongy sort of a cheese and onion.
Yeah, I've been told that too, that, you know,
yeah,
just I shouldn't have eaten the cheese and onion is what I've been told.
Well, that's it. So
get away from me.
Yeah, so a lot of the time, if you're trying to look for a crisp that's a little bit more, I suppose, like easy to eat around company, you maybe go for a salt and vinegar.
Right, okay.
For that reason.
But not every, well, I don't know if this is just my experience. A lot of people don't like salt and vinegar.
Really? Do you
think so? Yeah, well, it's, now that's totally anecdotal, but it seems to be my impression that people are kind of more mixed about that.
I know. Salt and vinegar now would be fairly up there. On the. I haven't come across many people who wouldn't be mad into salt and vinegar. A couple of my friends and family who are listening, my brother John in Germany loves the salt and vinegar. Stephanie, who's listening in Santry, big fan of the salt and vinegar. A lot of people I know love salt and vinegar crisps.
Sarah says, my boyfriend is German and has the audacity to suggest Irish crisps aren't any good. He doesn't like salt and vinegar or cheese and onion. He prefers Lay's ready salted. Should I dump him?
Yeah. Like, come on.
Wow, that was pretty harsh. I mean, there. They could have been together for years. You monster, Christine.
You know, I mean, like, you don't have to dump him straight away, but he's
okay,
like, he's just wrong. Like, do you know
okay,
what I mean?
Okay, he's just wrong.
He's just wrong. He's just incorrect.
Yeah,
come on.
Okay.
Do you know what? Lay's are just, they're not a great crisp. Like, anyway. And ready salt. I mean, sometimes ready salted are okay. But, like, come on. Well, you can get a cheese and onion. Why would you have a ready salted?
Yeah, I don't know. It depends maybe where you grew up. Like, because I was born in England. And I lived in England as a kid for a few years where ready salted crisps were. And I know it's kind of tasteless.
Yeah.
But there's something Moorish about that tastelessness.
Yeah. My dad actually also English and likes ready salted. So there you go.
Yeah. It's a very English thing.
Yeah.
Now, so give us your top three. For you personally.
So my top three crisps, they would definitely there's a different crisp for every sort of a mood. Do you know what I mean? So my top three would really change quite frequently. But if I was just to kind of conjure it up right now, first of all, I have to say I'd have to go for a Mighty Munch. I am wearing a Mighty Munch necklace right now, made by my friend Neve listening in New York. Hello, Neve. So Mighty Munch up there. Definitely. Right. Then I'd probably go for Tato Smoky Bacon because I have great memories of Tato Smoky Bacon as a child. One of my earliest memories is actually of Tato Smoky Bacon. And then I'm going to go for another bacon flavour. I'm going to go for waffles because there's almost never a time when I don't want a packet of waffles.
Yeah, I enjoy a waffle too. How do you feel about crisp sandwiches?
Love crisp sandwiches.
Okay, that's not because some people are repelled by that. I've seen people actually close to vomiting at the prospect of a crisp sandwich.
I wouldn't say they read a blog about crisps either, to be honest.
No, they should. They should educate themselves, really.
Yeah, yeah,
they should,
yeah.
Christine.
Yeah.
Christine, thank you so much for coming in to talk to us. That was very educational, actually. Christine Orford is Chief Crisp Critic, which is difficult to say, in the blog about crisps. And thanks a million, Christine,
coming
in to us.
Moncrief on News Talk.
Brought to you by Avant Money. Think you're getting the best value from your bank? Think again.